Macmillan Audio presents The Goodnight Trail by Ralph Compton. Read for you by Scott Sowers. Chapter 1. It was May 31st, 1865, 2 weeks after the burial of the assassinated Abraham Lincoln. "The first day of June 1861, said Brassus Gifford, "was when I joined the Rangers. If the Confederacy and Texas had hung on, tomorrow would have been the end of my enlistment." "Your enlistment," said Will Elliott, "ended the 15th of last month at Appomattox, along with mine." "I don't aim to hang around any longer," said Benton McCaleb. "If the state of Texas has any final orders for me, it'll have to track me down." The night wind fanned the coals of their tiny fire, the resulting flame lighting the narrow confines of the coulee in which they had camped. Charles Goodnight wrapped his bandana around his hand and reached for the coffee pot, refilling his cup before he spoke.
"I expect Ben's right. God only knows what's going to happen here in Texas. Within a year, maybe sooner. I'm looking for the South to be fully occupied by Union soldiers and camp followers."
"Maybe you got the right idea, Charlie," said Will, "taking a herd of Texas Longhorns north. But it's been 5 years. You reckon there's still enough of your herd to make a drive?"
"I reckon," said McCaleb. "If me and Will and..."